Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Aaron McDonald. Aaron McDonald is co-founder, board member, and director of Centrality, a general partner at NetX Ventures and D64 Ventures. In 2019, Aaron was named Ernst & Young Technology Entrepreneur of the Year and IDG Top 50 Technology Leaders. Prior to Centrality, his career includes 20 years in technology as an engineer, product developer, and business leader. Aaron has deep experience in startup technology. He is a board member or founder of more than a dozen high-growth tech companies and investor in more than 50 ventures. Aaron's experience in the NFT space includes being involved with founding Universe.xyz, co-founding Non-Fungible Labs, who have developed Fluff World and Altered State Machine. Aaron's diverse portfolio experience offers him a unique perspective on the opportunities and challenges in global technology. Good afternoon, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Awesome, Aaron. This is so exciting. Again, you know, you've probably heard me on this podcast. I've done several hundred of these podcasts, but getting to connect with someone's always great, but reaching across the world to meet new people is just simply amazing. And you're hailing out of the great country of New Zealand. So this is, I would say, our first, maybe our second podcast out of New Zealand.
Awesome.
Either way, I've done a ton in Australia, but this is so amazing. So thank you again. And we're going to jump right into these questions. Okay. So Aaron, you've got quite the career in technology as a director, entrepreneur, and now the managing partner of NetX Fund. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, cool. So thanks for having me on and glad to be here, reached across the metaverse to all the way down to New Zealand. In terms of what's kind of inspired me, I love inventing things. You know, I love solving problems. And so everything I kind of put my mind to is looking at a problem and seeing an opportunity and figuring out how to solve that problem is what gets me excited. I think throughout my whole career, it's the thing that's driven me the most is to kind of fix problems. And whether that's kind of smaller problems on the technology side through to now thinking about maybe bigger problems in the world and society. But everything that drives me is that kind of inventing new ways to fix problems. In terms of like what's kind of been a key driver to success, I think probably a few things. One, like research a lot, read a lot. And not just kind of, you know, look at the surface of things that are changing or happening in the world, but really get involved and experience them. So dive right deep into a new piece of technology or a new, you know, user interface or a new kind of emerging social construct and really kind of get inside there and experience it and understand it from the inside out. And the second thing would be like find great people and let them be creative and give them the tools to go out and build successful things.
I love that. And you're absolutely right, Aaron, you know, giving people autonomy, giving them some responsibility, some breathing room to go and do what they were hired to do is just awesome. So thank you for sharing that. And switching gears here, let's talk a little bit about the NFT space. You know, you may or may not know, but we at Corazont here, technologies were built on blockchain. We have an NFT associated with all of our content here on our platform. So we're really, really excited to talk to you about it. But I want to talk to you about, you know, Fluff World and Fluffs, right? What led you to developing the NFT Fluffs?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, actually. So NFTs obviously is something that's really big right now, but we've been thinking about this space for a few years and particularly as a vehicle to help onboard consumers and mass market adoption into decentralized systems technology. And that's been really a focus of where I've spent my time investing and kind of researching and helping businesses to form is that really kind of that user onboarding journey. And NFTs are like the greatest thing to hit the space to help with that because people find it much easier to get their head around engaging with content than they do, say, with DeFi, because, you know, the number of people who actually understand what happens in the current financial system is very low. And so trying to explain to them why this is better is a really hard journey. Whereas, you know, a new way to own and engage with content is something that's kind of a lot more apparent in people's minds. So having kind of dug into that and looked at it, and we were kind of seeing how trends were emerging, we formed a company, Non-Fungible Labs, to go and chase doing something really interesting and novel in this space. And the funny thing is, the fluff world was kind of almost like a side project for a while inside the organization. We're working on a couple of other things. And then when the creative came out for it, we were like, holy crap, this is so good. We have to kind of double down on it. But the genesis of the idea actually came from our genius co-founder and kind of head of design, Jesse, who has a rabbit or a few rabbits. And he decided to like muck around with the idea of creating an avatar, you know, based around the idea of rabbits. But we didn't kind of just want to do the same thing as like all the other, you know, flathead profile picture projects. We wanted to do something that was going to change the game. So that's why we created this very immersive, dynamic, multimedia experience around the fluff worlds, which I think's helped it to become a really successful thing and gives it legs for the future because they are dynamic. They can keep adapting over time with their users as they become more creative, and we give them more tools to become creative with them.
That's awesome. And I love how when the creative juices start flowing, you actually end up doing something or producing something that is even bigger than what you thought it was. And I love the story behind that. So thank you again. And Aaron, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack, right? Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, I mean, I think this whole space is really fascinating. And the idea of kind of building these metaverses, I think, is something that people are starting to get their heads around en masse now. But if you haven't been in it for a while, then you might miss out on some of the kind of potholes in the road in terms of going about that. So we've been really focused on how can we create much more immersive and high-fi experiences in the metaverse space. And so if you think about where our technology is going from a fluff perspective, people know about the ability for fluffs to exist in 3D worlds. I'd say what we're going to be bringing to the market in that space is going to be quite a step up from what you're used to from other NFT projects. And so our focus is on this world building now and making that kind of Ready Player One experience that everyone talks about. And then they get dropped into something that's a little bit shittier than that and are underwhelmed. We want to kind of set the bar for how these characters can explore the metaverse and interact with it. So that's kind of a kind of area that we haven't talked a lot about. There's some information about the boroughs coming up, but what we're going to be doing next on top of that, I think, is going to be really surprising for people.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. This space is so exciting. There's so much potential. And as you know, looking towards the future, you know, we're going to be tokenizing everything, I think. And this is going to be the future of trading and buying and selling and everything else. It's just amazing how this stuff is transforming during our period in this great earth we live on, right? The time that we're in.
Totally. It's a really exciting time. And, you know, one of our sister projects, the Altered State Machine, is kind of taking that to the next level with embedding intelligence into NFTs. So the ability for your avatar to become an intelligent non-playing character in these metaverse spaces and really have a personality of their own to kind of push the boundaries of what these spaces can do and how interactive they can be.
I love it. This is just kind of the best of both worlds coming together. Yeah. So Aaron, switching gears here, last question, could you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship?
Yeah. I mean, I think as an entrepreneur, you know, the really important things that I've learned is that probably three things, you know, things always take twice as long as you think they're going to take. They're always going to cost twice as much money as you think they will. But you're going to have, you know, if you're doing something truly entrepreneurial and truly innovative, your hardest job is going to be bringing people on that journey with you. because it's very easy for people to get their head around something that's slightly different to, say, something that's already successful. It's much harder for them to get their head around something that's truly innovative because they haven't seen it before. So persistence is really important, you know, going through all of those things. And alongside that, you know, make sure you've got good support people around you, whether that's your partner or your co-founders or your family, because all of those other things before that are going to lead to, you know, frustrations and, you know, support being required through that process. So if you can get good people around you to help you go on that journey, I think those are probably the most important ingredients. The other one would be like, be really picky about who your founders are and who your initial investors are. You know, make sure that you've got people who really deeply understand the vision and are prepared for this, that same journey that you're on as well. And then if you're kind of trying to get into the tech space and maybe you haven't had the opportunity to play with it before, or kind of don't have a technical background or those kinds of things. The great thing about this metaverse space is it's such a collaborative and creative economy. So you can really start to learn from others in these communities. Like if you jump into the Fluff World's Discord servers, there'll be people telling you how to use Photoshop to make new assets or animate your fluff or to understand how maybe a smart contract works. You know, this is very collaborative environment that this metaverse is creating with open content and open source is really the future of work. So get in there and just have fun and talk to people and start from the bottom and learn from everyone around you.
That's awesome. And you're right about that. You know, jumping in, getting excited about something, learning along the way, that's just amazing. I think a lot of people, you know, have this, they've got to have everything in order before they can start. So I appreciate your share on that, especially around just an exciting industry that we're in today and the time frame, like I had mentioned. So, Aaron, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, cheers, Brian. It was awesome to be on.
Bye for now.